This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is pressuring Turkey to stop its offensive in northern Syria with calls for a ceasefire and sanctions against Turkish officials. He plans to send a delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence to Ankara for talks to resolve the situation. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the ground in Syria. She tells us the essential reaction of the Kurdish people.
They are angry at Donald Trump for making this decision and lay the blame squarely on the president of the United States. They feel like they have been allies for a long time. They feel like they have been abandoned and left to the slaughter.
President Trump spoke Monday with both Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and General Mazlum Kobani, the head of the mostly Kurdish SDF that the United States has relied on to battle Islamic State militants in Syria. Ukraine is at the center of impeachment proceedings against U.S. President Trump, as Democrat opponents claim he pressured Kiev to investigate the son of his political rival, Joe Biden. The web of allegations and counterclaims is rooted in Ukraine's efforts to clamp down on corruption. Mr. Trump alleges that Joe Biden forced the resignation of Ukraine's former chief prosecutor, who had been investigating alleged corruption at the company where Biden's son Hunter serves on the board of directors. In an interview with ABC TV, Hunter Biden said he doesn't worry about the president's criticism.
Being the subject of Donald Trump's ire is a feather in my cap. It's not something that I go to bed nervous about at night at all. The reason I'm able to do that is because I am absolutely enveloped in love of my family. I certainly hope that there is no negative political ramifications of this. I think that the truth always wins.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A United Nations investigation has found insurgent attacks targeting the recent presidential electoral process in Afghanistan caused nearly 460 civilian casualties, including 85 deaths. The special report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, released Tuesday, blames more than 80% of the casualties on the Taliban's deliberate campaign of violence and intimidation to disrupt the September 28th election. The insurgent group had repeatedly made public statements warning Afghan voters to stay away from the election and ordered its fighters to attack organizers as well as security forces guarding the electoral process. On the polling day alone, it noted the violence killed 28 civilians and injured about 250 others. More than one-third of civilian casualties were children. The death toll in the worst typhoon to hit Japan for decades climbed to 66 on Tuesday. People are starting to return to their homes, but thousands remain without water or power. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Fukushima Prefecture was among the worst hit. Typhoon Hagibis left a trail of destruction there. Levees along a key river burst. Resident Masaharu Ishizawa says some houses were completely swept away by floodwaters.
We've never seen damage like this before, so I personally think global warming and environmental changes has something to do with it.
Around 138,000 households have no water, and 24,000 are without electricity. Local media reports at least 25 people in Fukushima were killed, including a mother and child swept up by floodwaters. Most of those who died, however, were the elderly.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The IMF is downgrading its new outlook for the world economy, saying trade wars are having an effect. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The International Monetary Fund is pessimistic about the world economy, predicting that growth this year will be the weakest since the 2008 financial crisis, primarily because of widening global conflicts. The World Economic Outlook foresees a slight rebound in 2020, but warns of tensions ranging from heightened political dramas in the Middle East to the threat that the US and China will fail to prevent their trade war from escalating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate tonight on the campus of Otterbein University in Westerville, Ohio. This will be the fourth Democratic debate since June. It'll feature the largest group on stage for a single debate. It's likely that the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump will be a major focus of discussion. Last week, former Vice President Joe Biden joined the other Democratic contenders in calling for the impeachment of the president. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.